This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
God's creative power, the voice that called forth mountains and oceans and stars and galaxies. Here, John says something that no philosopher or no rabbi had said before. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Think of it. The one who was before time, who holds all time in upon his hands, steps into time. The one who spoke light into the chaos of creation now walks in the chaos of our world. God's word does not merely echo through eternity. It takes on skin and bone, becomes vulnerable. It moves into our neighborhood. So today's bumper sticker, before time and for all time, Jesus is life. Before time and for all time, Jesus is life. John's gospel begins and ends with life. Not mere survival, not existence that's measured by the ticking of a clock, but abundant, eternal, radiant life. This is the life that was spoken into being at creation, the life that runs through all things, and the life that Jesus offers to all of us who receive him. John says in verse 4 of today's gospel, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people." And if you go to chapter 20, near the end of John's gospel, and in my Bible, the subheading is, the purpose of this book, the purpose of John's gospel, he says, "But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name." In him was life, and through believing you may have life in his name. As I've said to you before, my beloved, eternal life is not something we wait for. It begins now, in the here and now, as we live in the light of Christ. It's a life filled with meaning, where every moment is shot through with God's presence. Eternal life is not simply about the length of days. It's about the depth of joy, the richness of love, and the unshakable hope that comes through being part of God's story. When Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," he's inviting us into a way of being that begins today and stretches into eternity. The Shekinah glory is God dwelling among us. John tells us that the Word became flesh and lived among us. The word for "lived" here literally means where God pitched his tent. The echo of the Shekinah glory of God's presence is in the tabernacle. This dwelling was not abstract. Remember our Old Testament stories of fire and clouds, light and presence. It was God leading his people through the wilderness, coming so close they could see his glory. This representation in the Old Testament was to signify God's closeness and his active involvement in the lives of the Hebrew people. And now John tells us that same glory has come to dwell among us in Jesus, to be close to us, to be actively involved in our lives here and now. This is the staggering truth of the incarnation, that the God of galaxies and quarks, the God of the stars and the sparrows, enters the world not as a king, but as a child, fragile and small. This glory is no longer confined to a tent or to the temple. It walks among us. It eats with sinners. It touches the untouchable and dies on a cross for the sake of love. So I actually have homework for you today. I will leave your homework in the back of the church for you to pick up on your way out. But here is how I'd like for you to consider applying this in our lives in the upcoming week. Before time and for all time, Jesus is life. It's more than a declaration, it's an invitation to live as children of God in the light of this new creation. So what first ask for your homework is to reflect on this light. The glory that once filled the tabernacle and temple now fills us. This means that our lives are meant to reflect the light of Christ, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun. How might we reflect the light in our daily interactions? It could be as simple as extending kindness to a neighbor, offering forgiveness to someone who has hurt us, or speaking words of hope to those who feel lost. Reflect the light. Seek the light in scripture and prayer. The light of Christ is not something we conjure up on our own. It's a gift we receive as we abide in Him. Spend time in scripture this week, where the light of God's truth is revealed. Let prayer be the lens through which you view the world. As Psalm 119 reminds us, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Carry the light to others. John's prologue, which is what we read this morning, declares that the light of Christ enlightens everyone. This is an invitation to share the good news with others, not just through words, but more importantly, through actions. Consider the ways you can bring light into dark places. Volunteering, advocating for justice, or simply being present for someone who's grieving and struggling. Walk in the light. Walking in the light means aligning our lives with God's truth and love. It means choosing integrity over convenience, compassion over indifference, and hope over despair. As John later writes in his first epistle, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Walking in the light binds us together as a community, makes us agents of reconciliation and grace. And finally, your last bit of homework for the week, rejoice in the light. Let's don't forget to rejoice. The light of Christmas is not just a call to action. It's a source of deep and abiding joy. Just as Mary sang the Magnificat and the shepherds rejoiced at the news of Jesus' birth, let us celebrate the gift of God's presence among us. Sing, pray, and live with the confidence that the light of Christ will never be overcome. The light that shines in the darkness. The story of creation is still unfolding. The God who spoke light into existence is speaking life into you, my beloved. The Word who walked into the chaos of this world is still bringing order and beauty and hope. This Christmas season, remember that Jesus is not just the light of the world. He is the light of your world. He is not just the life that was. He is the life that is and the life that will be. Step into the light. Embrace the life. Let the internal Word shape your days. Because remember, before time and for all time, Jesus is life. Amen.